Wednesday, August the 28th of 2024. Currently, the time is 8:07. Overcast skies in downtown Wausau at our 98.9 1230 WXCO studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature 63 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. You can tune in online, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in the second hour, we'll be talking about what's happening at the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. Executive Director Sean Wright will be joining us at about 9:15 this morning. But here in the first hour, very happy to welcome back into studio Bob Look. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'll tell you what, I was here 2 weeks ago. The hole across the street is really filling up quite nicely.
I tell you, it really has been impressive, and it's going to be very interesting to see once everything does get done here downtown. And again, it's going to take a while, but at the same time, I got to say,
the base in there.
These folks out there really have been working exceptionally hard, and really, I've been amazed actually watching the progress every day.
Well, you know, you see it every day. I haven't been here in 2 weeks. And I pulled in and I go, whoa.
Don't fall in.
It was just this giant hole. Now it's like you have the basis of what they want there in the lower level. And so progress.
I tell you, I appreciate you coming in here, having a positive observation here to start things off, because I don't know about you. And I was last night.
Here comes the
No, but last night I'm at home and I'm just, you know, sort of making my dinner, and I turn on the TV. We're August the 28th right now, and I am already exceptionally annoyed about these political commercials. It feels like in the last week or two they have just been. I watch again a lot of Pluto TV. I think they must have pretty low rates for their advertising.
Oh, yeah.
So because basically all I see every break on the Pluto TV programming, which is normally Mystery Science Theater 3000 is what I usually watch, or Riff Tracks, because I love to laugh. And then the commercials, I'm forced to grab my remote and hit mute because they're all political commercials, and especially the third party stuff. I mean, we have another about 9 weeks to go before the election, and we are going to be tested like we've never been tested before in terms of our commercials.
Well, that's the nature of the beast, and let's be honest with the public listening to us here. There's not a radio station or television station or cable system that isn't just in glorious financial heaven, because as a general manager and owner of a radio station I worked for many years ago used to say to me, this was after the first ratings book came out and our station was, you know, debuted, like, whoa, you know, and he was like, I can't believe, and our station was at that time an NBC radio affiliate. And
but by the way, there is not NBC radio anymore, is there?
No. So this, I was telling you, this is wild.
this is radio history right here.
Yeah. And so here it is, where we had all these commercials that we'd have to clear every week for the network that we're getting. And, you know, we got nothing for it. We just ran the ads and showed proof we ran the ads. And, well, our ratings got so good that then NBC was paying us to run their ads on our radio station. Okay, that's one thing. But here on the political side of the ledger, you've got radios. If there was no election this year, like say if this is 2023. And if there wasn't anything really important going on that they would be spending their money, those stations would be, they'd be pounding the pavement. Those salespeople would be, oh gosh, you know, let's here's a dollar a holler. You know, we'll put these on here. I mean, all these things to try to get revenue because they're businesses.
Right. And the thing about it is right here on this radio station, I mean, you'll probably hear it in the next break. You're
yes.
coming up a political spot. And actually, I find it very interesting because for the most part, we've been getting spots that have been either pro Tammy Baldwin or pro Kamala Harris or pro Democratic Party, but recently some of these third party spots have been showing up here on our radio station, which again I find it interesting that they're trying to kind of reach out and go beyond their normal base. Again, it's really in a certain way it's interesting to see the strategy. It's a little bit like a football coach and their game plan in order to, how do you get the best bang for your buck? How do you get the most votes when it comes to November? And it's just very interesting to see on certain radio stations where they're trying to reach out maybe beyond their base. I find that to be actually an interesting aspect of listening to some of these spots. But
yeah.
In the last couple of weeks, I've been noticing some of these spots that have been these third-party spots that have been saying, again, I think for whatever reason, they're trying to imply that Tammy Baldwin likes having criminals on the street, but that's really what it is.
Well, that's how it's aimed.
I know, it's crazy.
Well, I did my own little personal research on one ad by a PAC that was against Tammy Baldwin just because of the title of it, where it talks about the father of these three children won't be able to walk their child down the aisle when they get married, blah, 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 because an illegal immigrant killed her father. It was a drunken driving situation. But the fact that CPAC ad could emphasize an illegal migrant
right.
or, you know, illegal immigrant caused the death. Wait a minute. Let's break this down. Was he a part of the accident? Yes. Is the reason him being illegal immigrant the reason why that father is dead? No. The reason is he was drunk and driving. Let's not forget that point. But because he's conveniently of a darker skin and of a darker way of making evil a race of people, which benefits the thought process for those who think that way, that's where they're aiming for. I give it my own personal little run through back in 2017 when my wife was killed on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, obviously you can imagine where my mind was going a million miles, you know. But then I started hearing people saying to me, you know, that I would see is, boy, you must be really upset with the Hmong community. I went, huh? What? Because the person who created this was a Hmong American. So that means in their warped minds that means that I'm totally against the whole Hmong community. And that's when I can't have this because this is just wrong. I'm not blaming the Hmong community. I'm just blaming the fact that red flag laws were not in effect, where people who should not have had weapons, and that was my end of it. But the mere fact that a segment of people look at something to basically indict a race of people for a single act.
And that's the mentality of elections. I mean, that's what we're going to get. 60-second bites over and over and over again for the next 9 weeks.
Well, you talk about the illegal immigrant in that ad, you know, then tying in with the senator who is one of 100 senators who are in the U.S. Senate to try to, and to blame that, it's like, where are you coming from? How about the person or or individual who employed that illegal immigrant.
There's so many that's the bottom line, isn't there?
And yeah. You know,
but that's the bottom line of our I don't know what you call it, the system or the society right now. There's so much nuance in so many different areas, but our elections are not based on nuance at all,
But when you're aiming at a racist way of looking at things, instead of looking at it as an open, you know, open individual situation, that's when trouble begins.
And you touched on this last Wednesday when we talked. That was the night after the Obama speech, Michelle especially, who basically went head on. And that we don't see that very often. There's a fear about going head on against racist statements. And I thought she, and I think you said it as well last week, that we have to come head on these ignorant statements and not just sit back and be afraid that if you say something, you're going to be pointed at as being either radical or out of the mainstream, because if you just let it slide, this continues, right?
Yeah, and people don't get the real reason why something has happened. Is it a tragedy that a gentleman from Ladysmith was killed in an auto accident? Yes. How many people lose their lives on highways in the state of Wisconsin and nationwide? And tell me the percentage. First of all, if someone's getting into a fatality accident, that means you're part of the accident. There's nobody out there, you know, thinking this is a cool idea. Let's just, this was an accident. And it wasn't because somebody was out to get this father up in Ladysmith, Wisconsin. And it's just such a terrible way of doing things.
You know, I've had this little radio interviewer fantasy. When I watch some of these commercials, I would love to have the person that does the voiceover for some of these commercials come on and just talk to them. I know you're getting paid. I know it's a job.
Here's the check.
But do you feel really good when you're reading the script and you know that? I mean, I just sometimes think that would be an interview I'd like to have, because you don't know who these people. They're voice actors and they're laying it on really thick with the background music. And
they're
all
acting.
That. I know they
actors.
Are. But again, I think we kind of talked beforehand. Somebody can believe one thing, but they're still taking the money from something that apparently disagrees with everything you believe. I mean, what does that mean? I think we can all make our own judgments on that. Right?
I wasn't bringing it up because as I'm an actor, I wasn't in my situation with my wife and myself.
No, but I'm just talking, I understand. I'm just talking when I'm listening to these commercials.
If you're going to listen to somebody, listen to the horse's mouth.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to come back in 1 minute. Brittany Malo with the weather here on WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Hey, there's one thing I forgot in the first segment because I was so excited about having Bob look next to me. I forgot to say good morning to our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I just wanted.
Good morning, Bob.
I was so
excited.
There's a lot to talk about on Wednesdays.
Yep, I know it, but still, we need to say good morning, because the thing is, we can talk about all this stuff on a Wednesday morning, but nobody would hear us unless you push the right buttons over there. So, we appreciate that.
Ian could send our voices to the ether land.
I agree with you. I don't like the political ads either, especially when they play the same ones multiple times a day.
And what do you get out of it? Not a heck of a lot, but we'll get back to that a little bit later on. But we got to talk about the weather, because it's been an interesting week already weather-wise. We had some very, very warm temperatures. We've had some rain. In fact, a couple of hours ago as I was waking up, there was some rain coming down at home. But we're into the middle of the work week. It's cooled down. It looks like it's going to be much more comfortable. And to find out about our forecast as we get closer and closer to the Labor Day holiday weekend, very happy to welcome back to the program our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. Happy hump day. We made it to Wednesday, the cooler day. Yes.
You know what that means. We're heading downhill towards the weekend. Hump day,
long
up and down.
Weekend.
Absolutely. But it was actually interesting when I was waking up and I could hear the rain coming down earlier this morning. I was a little surprised hearing the rain this morning.
Yeah, there were still chances firing up off of Lake Superior. So northern Wisconsin saw some scattered showers early, early in the morning. There was also plenty of fog out there, too. I don't know, we saw a little bit of it here, but a lot of places in some dense fog overnight. And now cloudy, right? I think that's going to be the case all day today. Mostly cloudy, maybe more spots of sun as we get to the later evening hours, but comfortable. Whew, refreshing. You could shut that AC off and open those windows, finally.
No kidding, and you're exactly right. I know you talked yesterday about basically one more opportunity of rain coming up, maybe Thursday night. But other than that, as we go into the holiday weekend and basically for the next number of days, it is going to be as good a weather as we can expect. And anybody who wants to finish off the unofficial summer season going into Labor Day, there's going to be plenty of opportunities because the weather is not going to be a negative factor at all, is it?
No, it is not. So I'm just glad that we're going to get the rain out of the way on Thursday night. And then we just really, it's going to be perfect, like you said. The sunshine becomes more and more abundant as we go further and further into our Labor Day weekend. And the temperatures are perfect. I'm talking, we'll be into the upper 70s for tomorrow. And then we'll start to see some low 80s possible. But as soon as we go into Sunday and Monday, we feel fall-like, actually. So Sunday highs will only be about 70, and Monday's high is potentially in the upper 60s.
Oh,
so
man.
We could be having bonfires and camping and all of that.
And, of course, we have the Wausau Labor Day Parade on Monday. I've been very fortunate to be announcing that for a number of years. And I think it was last year. It was just incredibly hot. So something around 70 degrees, I think, sounds perfect for folks to come out and enjoy a parade on Monday. So, yeah, that sounds – again, you know – Brittany, I've said this before. I around 72 degrees is perfect, and I think you're going to be loading up some pretty good holiday weather just for me. And
that's right. Yes. It's all for Chad.
It's all for me. Exactly right. So, by the way, Brittany, I think I've asked you this, but what is your ideal temperature? What, you know, for you to be out? You go out on the weekends. You do a lot of hiking. You do a lot of great activities. As you say, an adrenaline junkie. What is the ideal for you, because you know the weather better than anybody else? What is your ideal?
That's tough. Honestly, I think, Chad, it changes with the seasons because, right now I want to do water stuff. So ideally 80s would be fantastic. I want it to be warm enough, but not too hot. But, you know, as we go into fall, I want bonfires. I want to go hiking. So 60s, 70s, maybe.
There you go.
But I don't know. Winter gets worse. You don't want to hear about that.
I know. We'll have plenty of time for that. But what are the details here for the latter part of the work week?
Yeah, so mostly cloudy today. Low 70s out there. Very comfortable. The humidity has left us alone. We'll feel a little bit of mugginess start to try to creep back tomorrow. We'll be partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. And then as we go into our Friday, mostly sunny. So more and more sunshine as the days wear on. Highs still into those upper 80s. And of course, that's when that storm system will have passed Thursday night into Friday. We could see anywhere from a half an inch to maybe an inch of rainfall. So a pretty heavy hitter there. But once that leaves and kicks on out of here, 80s and then falling cold, crisp, refreshing for Sunday and Monday near 70 degrees, basically.
There's always drenchers this summer. I tell you, so when it's rained, we've gotten significant amounts. It's really been that way. I haven't seen light rain. It's always been half an inch to an inch. I mean, when the rain comes through, we know the rain is coming through, and it sounds like that'll be the case again tomorrow night.
Yes, it will. You got it. It sure will. We are not getting out of that one.
Okay, Brittany. Well, again, thanks for all the information. Have yourself a great Wednesday, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
That is our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, joins us every morning at 8:20 here on the program. Right now in downtown Wausau, overcast skies, 63 degrees is the temperature. Winds are out of the east at 6 miles per hour. The dew point is 62, so that relative humidity is up there at 97%, leading to some of the fog that some of the folks are seeing here early this morning. The barometer at 30.11 inches. So, again, temperatures more moderate than we saw the last couple of days. And, again, we will keep you up to speed on what looks to be a fantastic Labor Day weekend. And again, come out on Monday. The Labor Day parade in Wausau. The lineup starts at 3 o'clock. The parade itself at 4 o'clock. I'll be in the reviewing stand right by the Labor Temple. And if you come out, say hello. Would love to say hello. Let me know that you're tuned in and how much you love Bob Look on Wednesdays, every other Wednesday as well. But
well, let's not discourage people from coming to the parade.
But no, it's always fun, wonderful. And I know that a couple years ago when you were running for office, you probably went to a number of parades around this time, right?
Yeah.
Well, except you don't really like the walking aspect.
Well, that's the thing, you know. The leg problems, it's not a fun thing for me, but, you know, I love being at parades.
Right.
In fact, when I was in high school age, and I was a part of the South Milwaukee Municipal Band, which was, you know, adults and kids and that. And I marched in the Great Circus Parade in Milwaukee. Wow. Like 3 times, which was really an endurance test because you had to really go, because they televised them nationally for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And so when we started, when it was first step go, we had to go. And we had people in there from their 60s and someone in the 70s on a 90 degree humid day in Milwaukee. That was a workout.
Like the dogs, let's go.
And we followed the horses. That's all I have to say. We're the official cowboy
band. Instead of looking up, you were looking down.
Yeah, we were an older group. We didn't go straight in lines. We
smart.
Slalomed our way through.
Coming up, we got an information update. We'll find out what's happening with the news, both nationally and internationally with CBS. Terry Bell will have our Wisconsin news from the Civic Media News headquarters in Madison. Brittany will have local news and weather. Then Mike Clemens will be back with sports as well. The time is 8:29. More to come with Bob Look here on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, a quick note that tonight, make sure you tune in from 6 till 8 p.m. I do have another edition of the Big High School Sports Show here on WXCO. I'll be joined by former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster. We will recap the week one action of high school football from last week, take a look ahead to week two, plus take a look at week one of the eight-player football, including the Newman Cardinals, that we will have on Saturday. Our special guest tonight will be Wausau East head football coach Tyler Kramer. The Lumberjacks, coming off a 20-19 win in their season opener on Friday. They will be our coach guest at about 6:20. And at 7:06, our student-athlete guest, Wausau West senior defensive lineman DeAndre Bortons. He had 2.5 sacks and 10 tackles in the Warriors' season opening win at Superior.
He's a busy guy.
I know. He was... I wish I moved as quickly as he does, because he was all over the backfield last week.
That was fun. You're up in Superior last Friday. That's a road trip for the start of the season.
We got back at 2:40 to Wausau West. I got home at 3 o'clock.
And then back here.
And then for
Saturday
the
morning.
Right. And then it was like, holy cow, it's like I'm getting old. But they treat us, you know this as well. There are some places that treat you really well, and there's some places that are kind of a pain to go to. And Superior was really, really nice. The folks there were really, really nice, and it makes it, you know, makes you feel
and
good.
And I think sometimes that when these schools host a team that's come a long distance, there's maybe a little extra effort you know, from the school and from the parents,
yes,
to make it a nicer you know, a
and
visit.
They, and they know what it's like at Superior, because basically all their road trips are pretty long road trips.
Yes. I mean,
they're going to Stevens Point tomorrow.
Oh,
on a Thursday, they're going to Stevens Point for the game, and then they have to go all the way back to Superior. It's like, I felt, you know, and I feel bad for them. I mean, number one, having to go all that way, and number two, Stevens Point is coming off a loss, and they're probably pretty angry. So maybe ride
playing,
home.
Yeah, Superior. Well. They also play Minnesota schools.
Yep, right? They do, especially in the hockey realm. And so, well, hey, by the way, I got to ask you, because you're Mr. Wisconsin here. You know all the big folks at the University of Wisconsin.
They don't know.
I have a game on Friday night. You know, Wausau West takes on Hudson. You know, other teams have their games on Friday night, and I get annoyed when I see that the Wisconsin Badgers are kicking off their football season on Friday night. Can you please tell the folks at UW when you're down there being a big shot, you know, because they gotta keep they gotta keep Bob look happy, you know. But I get so annoyed the fact that the Badgers are, and again, I understand, again, it is, like we were talking about with the people who do the voiceovers, it's that bottom line that these networks are paying the Big Ten Conference insane amount of money, so they're going to, it used to be where there'd be once in a while a Friday game, but now every Friday night, I think Fox has a national game every Friday night, and there's Big Ten Network and everything else, but it annoys me so much.
I mean, it used to be like the deal where you wouldn't put a college game or even a professional football game on a Friday because of the fact of quote-unquote high school sports. I mean, there's also a reason why you didn't have games scheduled on Wednesdays, because Wednesdays was considered the religious connection with people going from public school, that they would have their Wednesday
CCD,
you know, deal. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that have money talks. And unfortunately, that's the ways. I mean, where we're at, we're at the end of August, right? Badger hockey starts October, right? The first weekend of October, right? I still don't have a schedule.
That's a problem.
I still don't have a schedule of which days I'm going to be, you know, having to head down to Madison to do the work. And that, now, again, I'm not that important, okay? But again, why is it taking this long? Because Big Ten Network, you know, is now finding out which games they're going to be able to handle as far as the basketball coverage in the year. And the Big Ten is now trying to figure out ways of putting on hockey games. They don't like putting on hockey games when it's a Big Ten team against a non-Big Ten team.
Right.
So they kind of wait until conference play, which is later on, but that butts up against basketball. And basketball gets the
And for us hockey people, it's like, you know, they're waiting to see how the basketball schedule lines up before they can make the hockey schedule. Just make the hockey schedule and then let the chips fall where they
may. That's how it kind of used to be. You know, you just like, you know, again, because of the usage of the same facility, the Kohl Center, with basketball.
That's true.
So you got to kind of, you know, work that out.
And next Friday, the Packers play. So I have said on the air,
the
Badgers and the Packers, for first games, they're not happening to me. They're dead to me. I'm Mr. High School this Friday and next Friday. They will do whatever they do. I don't care. No.
I remember doing, I think it was either a high school football game or a basketball game or something like that. And so, I'm in the stands doing the game, and somebody walks up to me, you know, like during a commercial break. Hey, you know how the Packers are, or the Brewer or the Bucks are doing, or something like
right.
that. And I look at them. Well, as soon as they start running the high school scoreboard on the Bucks telecast or the whatever, I says, then I will give you a score, because right now my attention on my radio station and my audience is what I'm broadcasting, not what's going on elsewhere.
I want to come over and give you a big hug right now. I want to give you a big hug based on that, because that I've actually heard games where I'll be driving, you know, sometimes there's a Thursday game or something like that. I'll hear a game, and the announcers are spending 3 minutes talking about the Packers or talking about the Badgers during a high school football broadcast or a basketball broadcast or a hockey broadcast, whatever it may be. And they're like, oh, well, the Packers are playing on Sunday, blah, blah. What do you think, blah, blah? I'm thinking, are you not taking what you're actually doing seriously here?
Well,
I mean, I just found it to be so annoying that somehow they have to try to hold their audience by talking about the Packers instead of the actual action that's going on.
A rule of thumb, again, this is I don't completely ignore it. The game has to be a final. Like, say if the Brewer game, you know, is not a final, you know, and I'm not going to give, oh, after seven innings, the Brewers are leading 3-2.
Yeah,
so please leave our broadcast to listen to them. No. If it gets down to a final where the final out has been made and it's like a couple minutes, like, well, also good news tonight, the Brewers won or the Bucks won or the
quick through.
You know, bing, 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 done. I mean, I learned that, you know, working in Milwaukee radio, because I was at Milwaukee radio, and there was a guy that was on the air before me, and this is back when the Brewers were late in the year, like this is 81, 82, and things are, you know, get close to the playoffs, and he gave it like, well, the Brewers have a 3-1 lead after 8 innings, and all of a sudden a hotline at the radio station rings, and it's the program director, and he just waylaid into this guy. And I said to Keith, you know, as soon as you said that, I says, look out, you're gonna get it. Well, when you have your bosses and that start getting down your, you know, it's like, don't ignore it, but don't promote it.
I'm ignoring it.
We're just gonna ignore it.
Hey, I want to mention this story about Trump and the Arlington National Cemetery. Did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
The report from National Public Radio, I think a reputable source, that members of Trump's staff assaulted a cemetery employee and broke a law that prohibits soldiers' graves from being photographed for political ads. And we've seen the pictures. This thumbs up around what he called suckers and losers. I mean, I basically it's just a political stunt, because the person, the military hero who was buried there, was in Afghanistan, and of course he's trying to use the Afghanistan pullout a few years ago as a political bludgeon against the administration and the vice president. There are certain things, again, I miss the days where, I shouldn't say that, but I miss the days where you had a Republican and a Democratic candidate who you could see. I mean, you may disagree with some of the policies, but you could see a guy like John McCain or Mitt Romney or George H.W. Bush, whoever it may be, Bob Dole. You know, look at the nominees of the Republican Party in the last 30, 40 years, and now you have this guy. And I just shake my head that we have to go through this, where for many years, elections were uplifting to me. I have so many VHS tapes of election night coverage that, because I always found to be this incredibly uplifting elections. And now for the third straight time, we have to deal with this guy. I just shake my head over this story, and just generally that he is the nominee of one of the major parties in this country for a third time in a row.
Well, it also gives you the indication of how many gullible people there are that have lose sight of what's common courtesy, what's common respect,
respect,
and empathy towards others. I mean, seeing that picture, you know, in the Arlington Cemetery, you know, with the thumb up and big smile on his face. Let's just transpose that picture of him and put him in front of a blown out Jeep that maybe was, you know, holding four U.S. soldiers that got blown apart by a rocket attack or something, and going, standing there with that smile. And it's,
well,
like,
he does that because real fast, there was a picture shown comparing, because this story came out. Somebody put out a picture of him and Melania. Melania was holding a child, a baby, and he's got the thumbs up. And the person said, well, looking at this, it looks like a some sort of campaign appearance. It was in the aftermath of the El Paso shooting, where that child had become an orphan.
An orphan.
And he's sitting there with his silly grin with his thumbs up. I mean, he is awful.
Well, okay.
Okay, you can, I will be quiet and you can talk.
No, no, we've established that point. But again, when a person doesn't, I love to use that the Joe South song, you know, walk a mile in my shoes. If you don't understand or at least have a conscience that tells you, wait a minute, this person has gone through a horrible strife, horrible situation, and you don't, like, you know, put your arm around them and go, everything's fine in my world. There comes a time when you have to have a heart, and it's pretty obvious that this individual doesn't. And I can only just shrug my shoulders and just go, well, you know, that's why the world is round, and there's a whole lot of different kind of people out there, and you just have to try to work your way through it and be as positive and help your fellow man. And that's probably a phrase that never came across his mentality. More like, I'll help my fellow billionaires, or I'll help my fellow corporations. It's the money's. Let me
I tell you, call your something. Attitude is so much better than mine.
Well, here's a little bit of well, they talk about, oh, you're picking on the rich or the well, the successful people. Get a load of this number. These are actual numbers. In 1989, now that's a while ago, the super rich in this country held $472 billion in unrealized capital gains. That means not being touched tax-wise. That was then. In 2022, that figure was $8.5 trillion. $8.5 trillion that you're not paying a penny of tax to. Now, these individuals can live off this wealth as if it were income, and none of it is being taxed. So when you say our tax code is rigged for the rich, well, that's what I mean.
Facts. Those, you know, sometimes people don't like hearing.
They kind of get in the way, don't they?
Yeah, those are straight numbers right there. Bob, look with us for the first hour here on this Wednesday morning. Sean Wright will join us coming up in the second hour, talk about the Grand Theater. But coming up next, get a little mini Brew Crew review here as the Brewers get, yeah, mini Brew Crew. I got a question, but we'll continue here with Bob Look. The time is 8:49, Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Those are a few words I need to be. Responsible, practical. Chad Holmes Show.
I only do this to try to keep your blood pressure
I tell
down.
You, I okay, appreciate Chad. It. I That's appreciate it very doing. Much. 8:51 here on this Wednesday morning. Overcast skies in downtown Wausau. We're live from our studios in downtown corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature in the mid-60s. And again, very moderate temperatures as we get closer and closer to the Labor Day holiday weekend. Again, always great to have Bob Look with us for the hour every other Wednesday here on the program. And I'm sure many of you follow Bob, and he talks a lot about the Brewers. Brew Crew Review. What was the first Brewer game? What did you go to the first year that the Brewers were in Milwaukee?
Yeah, first game that became there the Brewers in April of 1970. Game. I skipped my afternoon classes as a freshman in high school.
Oh, wow. Pretty cool
I had
stuff.
To.
I know you had to.
And I still remember the look on the face of the vice principal there when I went, I'm going to have to be off this afternoon. He looked at me, oh, why? I'm going to a baseball game.
Hey, they're back.
And I showed him the signatures of my afternoon teachers. give me a pardon, saying he's worked ahead and no problem. And he just looked at me and said, enjoy the game.
Very cool. Very cool.
All right.
But the Brewers 9-game lead now on the Cubs, who are over 500 for the first time, I think, in
good
about 3 months.
Them.
I know. It's like, good for them. First time since May, I think. But the Brewers lost last night to the Giants. Yastrzemski. I got to tell you, it's always still good to hear the name Yastrzemski. Even in a bad way last night, he had the game-winning home
and
run.
And the fact that I saw Carl Yastrzemski play, you know, that's when I start really feeling it.
He's 85. He's 85, which is crazy, because I remember seeing Carl Yastrzemski play for the Red Sox. And I mean, just craziness.
What I always remember when Carl Yastrzemski played against the Milwaukee Brewers is that when they'd introduce him, there was no booze, no boo or whatever. Left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Polite applause. You know, it was like,
save the booze.
One
for
of
Reggie.
Ours. One of ours. You know.
When Reggie came in, they booed him.
Oh yeah. Well, that was different.
But the crew, again, 9-game lead. But you were just saying something when off air, and I thought it makes a lot of sense, because I've noticed this as well, that these Brewers these guys put in an honest day's work every day, and that's something that during the dog days of summer, as we get towards the playoffs, you want to make sure they're at their best coming down the stretch. And sometimes, and these guys want to play. I remember a story, I think it was a month or two ago, about how Murphy was going to give Adames a day off, but he said, I don't want the day off. Well, at some point, the manager has to say,
what?
Take the day off.
You're going to have a day off. You know, every time I watch Sal Frelick play, you know what the first thing I think of is his mom. Could you imagine what it was like to have Sal Frelick as a child? I'm just watching him, the way he plays baseball, it's like, have you ever seen his uniform not be dirty? Grass stains, dirt stains, whatever stains. He's just, because he's always diving around and going full tilt at everything. And being as a child, a grade school kid, I could imagine what the mother must have went through. And the... Now, Salvador.
Well, he's fortunate that in this era, because, I mean... I read a story back when I was younger about this old Brooklyn Dodger. Was it Pete Reiser, I think, who is known
Pee-wee Reese.
Pete Reiser, though, an
oh,
outfielder.
Oh, Pete Reiser. Oh, okay.
Reiser, but he was an outfielder whose career he had a couple of really great years to start his career, but he was a guy that would always run into fences.
Oh, yeah.
And back in that era, in the 40s and the 50s, there was no padding. There were just brick walls, and ultimately it led to him getting hurt, getting concussed, basically, and his career petered out. A guy like Frelick, he could have been like that in the old days, but at least we got padding now, because that guy goes, you know, you're right. He just goes all out all the time, and sometimes that can be trouble if you go into the wrong spot. Well, but he does a great job.
But I always legitimize it by just, well, he's a hockey player. He played hockey, and he has that mentality.
Got that contact sport mentality. You're exactly
so
right.
So go give her.
Well, how do you feel right now with the crew? I mean, it's like they're a team that they seem to be sort of a team that's little streaks. They'll win a few in a row. They'll lose a couple in a row. They'll come back. When you think there's maybe a little trouble, then they'll rattle off like six in a row that they did about a week and a half ago. What's your feeling about
the crew? Well, my last Brew Crew review, I pointed out that, you know, winning series is a really great habit to get into, because what do you play when you get in the playoffs? You play a series of games against a common opponent. And what is success is you have more wins than the other team in a series. What do they call the championship?
You should have been
the
a teacher.
The World Series.
You're up there at the front of the class right now.
It's not a world championship game. It's a series. And the way the Brewers go about it, you know, they don't have a knock on wood, no long losing streak. But again, we're getting into the tail end of August and September. There's a lot of players out there. You're never going to feel as good as you did opening day. It's just the way it is in baseball. There's a lot of nagging, bruises, bumps, scratches, you know, things that of these players you don't really know. I still remember standing at the batter's cage during the 1982 World Series and watching Gorman Thomas taking batting practice, and through his, you know, white home pants, you could see the wrappings of his knees. You could smell the Ben Gay 20 feet from him. when he was, and he was playing because, you know, he was bouncing off the walls and diving all the time. And when he was out there, and you, and you know, you'd have a couple of people would just say, ask Gorman, how you feeling? Feeling great, feeling great. They all feel great. But you know, there's some hurting out there, and I wouldn't mind, and again, this is just me, my observation, to let Adames have a game off or two, not because you're trying to eliminate his record he's trying to set, but what's best for him is to just get him ready to be playing his best ball at the end of September and into playoff time. Just my thought.
No, it's hard to believe it's September this weekend.
Yeah.
The push is coming for the crew.
And the Labor Day parade coming up on Monday.
Labor Day parade, and doggone it, it's that time of year.
Might have to show up and get out there and just see what's
happening. We'll toss you some candy.
Do I have to keep the mouth open, or will you allow me to catch him?
Hey, whatever works for you.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, good to see you. Glad you're in here. Always appreciate it, and have a great rest of your week.
You too.
Coming up, we'll have an information update, and of course, coming up in just a few minutes after that, we'll be talking to Sean Wright from the Grand Theater. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.